Major announcements have been made in the areas of carbon control, pharmaceuticals and water, construction site guidelines, Congress's legislative agenda, and the nature of federalism. Today is November 21st, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology.
EPA last Thursday released a landmark decision that could halt plans for any new coal-fired power plants that don't have an answer for controlling CO2 releases. The agency's appeals panel, acting on an appeal by the Sierra Club, rejected a permit by EPA Region 8 for a new coal-fired power plant in Utah because it did not stipulate the plant achieved maximum achievable control technology for controlling the greenhouse gas. The panel admitted its decision could affect more than 80 coal-fired power plants currently planned or under construction in the U.S. The 111th Congress will be a little greener than its predecessor. In a decision Thursday by the Democratic caucus, John Dingell of Michigan has been replaced by Henry A. Waxman of California as chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The incumbent Dingell has strong ties to Detroit's auto industry and was considered a generally moderate to conservative Democrat on environmental issues, and in particular, the key issue of climate change. Waxman, who represents the strongly environmentalist district of Beverly Hills in West Hollywood, California, is expected to use the chairmanship to push for much stronger environmental controls, particularly his own Safe Climate Act of 2007, an aggressive greenhouse gas control bill currently being held up in committee by Dingell. Coming up, EPA is expanding the role of state and local governments in its major policy decisions. New guidelines could force construction sites to control the turbidity of their stormwater discharges, and it looks like pharmaceutical regulation is here via the Universal Waste Rule. After a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology. Learn about the latest cutting-edge developments within the environmental science and remediation field from the world's leading experts within the academia, regulatory, industry, and environmental consulting communities.
EPA will expand the role of local governments in agency policymaking. The agency announced on Wednesday that it will change its interpretation of a 1999 executive order to force the agency to consult state and local representatives before making changes to environmental policy when effect cost of $25 million or more. The previous consultation threshold was $100 million. Many observers believe the changes are political, meant to hamstring the incoming Obama administration with bureaucratic headaches. However, a number of intergovernmental groups have asked the president-elect to do a better job of working with local governments than his predecessor, and believe the new threshold much better reflects the original intent of President Clinton's executive order. EPA on Wednesday announced it is seeking comments on its proposed guidelines to control the discharge of pollutants from construction sites. The proposal would require all construction sites to implement erosion and sediment control best management practices to reduce pollutants and stormwater discharges. The proposal includes additional controls for certain large sites located in areas of the country with high rainfall intensity and soils with a high clay content. Stormwater discharges from these construction sites would be required to meet a numeric limit on the allowable level of turbidity. In order to meet that limit, many sites would need to treat and filter their stormwater discharges. EPA announced late Thursday it is proposing to add hazardous pharmaceutical waste to the Universal Waste Rule. The proposed rule encourages generators to dispose of pharmaceutical waste, which is classified as non-hazardous under RCRA as universal waste. The universal will also facilitate the collection of personal medications that are classified as household hazardous waste so they can be managed properly. The proposal applies to pharmacies, hospitals, physicians' offices, dentist offices, outpatient care centers, ambulatory health care services, residential care facilities, and veterinary clinics, as well as other facilities that generate hazardous pharmaceutical waste. It does not apply to pharmaceutical manufacturing or production facilities. The agency is accepting comment for 60 days following publication in the Federal Register, which is expected within 2 weeks. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and RemTech 09, we thank you for listening.
We invite you to join us on March 3rd through the 5th, 2009 in Atlanta, Georgia for the inaugural RemTech Summit. Visit www.remtech09.com to learn more.